Pre-draft luncheon with head coach Doug Marrone. How much time do you spend in this evaluation process as the head coach?
Well, we do. You know, as soon as the season's over, we do our own football team. We evaluate them. And then the next thing that are for us as coaches, we go through free agency. You know, the players that are out there and our own players who are you know, that are going to become free agents. Then right after that, we get right into the draft. So, you know, we want to do that. My goal as a coach is to make sure we get all of that stuff done prior to the players arriving. You know, so obviously our players arrived this week. So, you know, from a coaching standpoint, we've been through all the meetings, have given our opinion on the players that are coming up, you know, what we're looking for. And now I'm a big believer that when your players come into the building, you know, that's where your focus needs to be, on your players. Obviously we have, you know, Coach Coughlin, you know, Dave Caldwell, the scouts, the directors, you know, their focus right now is heavily into these last couple of days prior to the draft.
With a week out, have you given all of your input, or do you still jump in there to look at a piece of tape or offer a last-minute evaluation?
If things come up, you know, questions about, you know, how we, you know, may use someone or things of that nature, that's pretty much what my role is. But again, I'm looking at, you know, OTAs, practice schedules. I'm looking at the, obviously the season schedule just came out. So, you know, I'll start looking at what we want to do in the preseason. We'll look to see if there's teams out there that we want to practice against, you know, in the preseason, like we've done, like we did last year. So, you know, a lot of scheduling, a lot of what we're doing, a lot of what we're installing, you know, we have some new things that we want to take a look at, you know, so those conversations are going on. Like I said, I try to keep my focus now towards the players that are here and the team.
Famously, a couple of years ago, when Blake Bortles was selected, Dave said he was the only one that knew to the very end. Do you know where they're going at 29?
No. I mean, when you say, do you know where you're going? I mean, there's been a lot of discussions. I think that, you know, you just start narrowing it down as the days go by and you start looking at things. But, you know, at the end of the day, I don't try to consume myself with that. You know, I understand it's important and I get that, but I think I'm a little bit different than a lot of other people. And it might be because of, you know, having been a college coach before, meaning that, you know, when I was in college, I concentrated on the players that we had on the team, not necessarily the recruits that we were going for, or we were going to get this recruit or that recruit. I kind of taken the same approach to the draft. I focus on the players that we have here right now, you know, getting them better, the coaches, how we're going to get better as a staff. And I look forward knowing that whoever we acquire via the draft is someone that can potentially help our football team.